As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, yes, indeed, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to the Thursday, April the 2nd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. I'm on the web. I've got a couple little websites I'll just throw out there for you. www.vocallocal.org and ozarksvoter.info. Some information there on the latter website that will give you some insights as to what the Ozarks Property Rights Congress is doing and all about. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, I hope, today. Hard facts and certainly workable solutions. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time. Probably one of the most misunderstood and misapplied phrases or clauses or statements, if you will, groupings of words in the entire Declaration of Independence. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where in these morning hours we get together and look into the concepts of freedom. I think that it remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become vocal local in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room, or pick up the telephone and call in. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call 512-904-8014 to join me live on air, or if you're out and about on your mobiles, I think you have an option there at 512-904-8014 to take Oracle with you wherever you go and listen to it on your mobile phones. From around America and around the world, you can also call in toll free 866-841-1065, and certainly your calls are welcome. You can also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. That would be host@vocallocal.org, host@vocallocal.org. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and microbroadcasters, you can always be a part of it. Just simply send your letters to me, William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri. That's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. And a big shout out to Micro 1650 AM, beaming out to their audience this morning, Become Vocal Local. I thank you for that. Once again, those websites are vocallocal.org and ozarksvoter.info. The listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open. Today we'll go into look at the sinking gold as it goes down towards about the $900 range. Of course, the stocks are edging upward. There's a lot of word coming out of the G20 meeting in London. Gives us lots of pause for thought. We'll go into some of that. If time allows, and it's a very difficult radio topic, we'll go into a little bit on commercial paper and help us to understand what commercial banking is all about. We'll look at the word capitalism, get an understanding of that, perhaps property, freedom. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Just going in quickly in this first segment, the active trading New York City, take a look at the market reports for Thursday, April the 2nd, 2009, New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was trading off $17.40 to $910, rather low this morning. Silver off 11 cents, $12.92 per ounce. Platinum up $2, trading $1,137. Palladium flat at $219. The Dow Jones yesterday closed up 152.68 to 7,761.60. The Nasdaq yesterday closed 2301 up to 1,551.60. The USDX 84.62 off 80 basis points today. We'll pick that all up on the other side of this first break and continue again. Stay with us.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned right here on Become Vocal Local. This is our Thursday, April the 2nd, 2009, 2 hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local for those that are just joining us after their top of the hour news and weather breaks. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com is the website. My name is William Roberts, and in the previous segment, we started into the market report for today, where we find in active trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, gold was off by $17.40, trading at 9:10. There's a lot of red ink in a lot of important places today. The silver market was off 11 cents as well, to $12.92 an ounce. For $12.92, that's just kind of the spot price, folks. You're not going to turn that into silver at that kind of money. You know, that's very, very low. If you go into a pawn shop someplace or a coin shop and you're able to walk away with a silver eagle, U.S. Liberty, or anything else like that in that kind of a price range, you have gotten a bargain. You won't find it on the markets out there today at $12.92. Nevertheless, platinum up $2, trading at $1,137. Palladium again, 219 flat on the day. The Dow Jones was up on yesterday, closing at $7,761. Or excuse me, 7,761 points. The NASDAQ 2301, up yesterday, the closing, 1551. So you can see that the stocks are moving up and the metals are moving down. The USDX is down, easing down a little bit, off 80 basis points. That's quite a move, actually. Crude oil, up, big winner today, up $2.96 a barrel, trading at 51.35. The highs and the lows in the spot market, that would be the gold spot market, as of this morning, to about broadcast time, $907.30 for the low and $934.50, and it's trending downward from the 934 range to the 907 range. So it's kind of just a downward slide this morning so far. But at the closing of 910, you'll find that, or at this current spot market at 910, you'll find it's up 2890 year to year over where it was last year, and that's a 3.27% increase. So again, all in all, it's a day-to-day type of a thing. As I've mentioned many times before, and I'll repeat again and again on this broadcast, I don't sell any gold or silver products. I'm not a stockbroker. I'm not an economist or an advisor or your financial guru. I'm not here to wipe your nose or wipe your bottom or to fill your pockets with shekels. I just simply report the news, the financial information, the way that I find it, and no bias, just straight up, just the way it is. And if something smells stinky on the poop deck, I'll let you know that something is smelling stinky to me. I've been following this for many years. The spot market's going to close in 7 hours. The exchange rates, let's take a look at that again, because all the time in the news you're going to keep hearing about baskets of currencies and baskets of currencies. And if you missed our talks here on Become Vocal Local on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, if you missed my talks on the foreign exchange and what it is and how it works, you can go back and find them in the archives. I post the archives the archives are automatically posted shortly after the broadcast, and then throughout the day I'll come back and edit in a description so that you can download it with that description. But the foreign exchange rates, the way we're standing right now, the Canadian dollar is running about 80 cents. The Mexican peso is running about 7 cents U.S. In other words, in order to buy a Canadian dollar, it'll only take you 80 cents U.S. to do it. With a Mexican peso, you can buy them for 7 cents and fill your pockets filled with them. The euro on the other side of the coin, on the other side of the puddle, running around $1.34. And the British pound, $1.47. And these are moving up. Every one of them moved up a bit today. And again, you have to look at the multipliers. The Canadian dollar multiplier is 1.2484. And so it comes out to 80 cents, basically. But it's just 4 points after the decimal. This is where the moves are happening, and they're tiny. But with the British pound, of course, it's gone up a few cents, and so has the euro lately. So just pay attention to that and understand it. But when they're talking about baskets of currencies, what we're talking about is foreign exchange, and there's a whole banking system that's built around that. And that's part of what commercial paper leads to. We're going to hear more in the morning's news here about this idea of adding additional regulations and kind of blending or erasing the boundary or the wall of separation between commercial banks and investment banks. There's much going on in that direction. I think that may be one of the things that comes out of this G20 summit meeting in London. So it helps us to know something about these various banking things. I'm learning right along with you as I do the research for these broadcasts, because this is not my ordinary course of study. It's certainly not something that I would spend a tremendous amount of my own time on, largely, again, because economics exists. Yes, it does. But mostly I'm interested more in the philosophically radical aspects of life and also following what's happening in the political arena. Politics is a place where I'm a lot more interested than money, but money and politics right now are driving the game. And so we don't want to be deficient in our understanding here. And if you and your own independent research can add more to what I put out on the broadcast and find out more for yourself about modern commercial banking, investment banking, how the baskets of currencies work, the International Monetary Fund, the Bank for International Settlements, then more power to you. Dive in and find out. But remember, in all of this research that we do, let us not become lumberheads. In other words, let's not just store up a bunch of stuff between our ears like pudding or so many boards. Let's, you know, walking around with this great towering body of information in our mind. Knowledge is powerful, but it's only powerful when it's combined with action. And one of the things that we can do is to share what we do learn here with those that are not listening to internet radio, those that don't listen to Oracle Broadcasting. So that's your job. My job is to put the information out. Yours is to take it, expand it, verify it, and then broadcast it as far as you can. Anyway, let's go into this article again off Bloomberg here. April the 2nd, the G20 nearing a pact on tightening market rules as meeting starts. Bloomberg, world leaders neared an agreement to tighten rules on financial markets and crack down on tax havens and channel more cash to the International Monetary Fund as they narrowed differences over how to fight the deepest global recession since World War II. What did they say there? Goes back in again. They're trying to hammer out an agreement here, how to tighten the rules on the financial markets. They're cracking down on havens. We've reported about the Swiss banks and how they're getting squeezed because they're in a situation now where so many of their clients over the years, centuries, have sought out tax haven and protection from tyrannical governments and greedy hands. So much of that now may be coming to an end. It may become more and more difficult to find any place on this planet where you can actually protect your savings. And that's why we talk about gold. That's why we talk about silver and platinum and other things here. You might find that your sock drawer or someplace out in the garden is going to be a much better place to stash your savings than keeping it in a bank, you know, where they can track you and trace you and monitor and see how, you know, what your personal wealth is and what your interest earnings are and all of that other nonsense, and or just simply shut the banks, lock the doors, and leave you helpless. So we need to be wise as serpents here, harmless as doves. Rules, again, tightening rules on the financial markets and cracking down on tax havens and channeling more cash to the International Monetary Fund. You know the government don't have cash. When they channel cash, it's yours and mine. We'll do that. Stay with us.
The 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.org Broadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
And we have returned once again. So let's drive back into this article from Bloomberg in regards to the G20. As we see here, they're trying to channel, they want to channel a lot more money into the International Monetary Fund. And they're narrowing differences on how to fight this deepest global recession. What a bunch of poppycock there. But nevertheless, these are some three pretty important areas: tightening the rules on the financial market, cracking down on tax havens, and throwing more money at the International Monetary Fund, another broken instrument of days gone past. Here's a quote. You'll see a substantive and ambitious outcome, serious moves and steps put in place to accelerate our economy from this recession. Close quote. UK Business Secretary Peter Mendelson said today in a Bloomberg television interview. Suppose you could find that on the web. It may even be on YouTube. And look at that. Leaders of the Group of 20 Nations gathered today in London a day after German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy sparred with President Barack Obama, that would be Barry the Usurper to Americans, and Prime Minister Gordy New World Order Brown over how to avoid repeating the financial market collapse that caused the recession. I would like to have seen that sparring. I guess they probably were using silk gloves. I don't imagine they were throwing any real punches at Barry and Gordy. But it would be interesting to see where they were coming from, what angles their arguments were being, which corners of the arena, what do they call it, boxing ring, which corners of the ring the German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy's punches were coming from. Be very interested to see that. Maybe I'll need to take the time after the broadcast and go find that. At the top of their agenda is a regulatory framework to rein in risky trading practices and executive pay. That's a bunch of eyewash, hogwash, you know, eye candy there, I think, largely. Risky trading practices and executive pay. They are not going to cut anybody's pay, really. And if they do, they're walking all over private corporations, and business should start to separate themselves even more rapidly from government, because, you know, that's not likely to happen. The leaders also move towards compromise on naming tax havens and how far to go in overseeing hedge funds. You know, all of this stuff, if we don't understand it, folks, we're not going to understand the import of whatever comes out of this particular G20 summit. And we probably won't see the blowback from it for some time. But blowback there will be, and it'll be found in legislation that'll be passed here in the United States not long from now. It's probably already written. They probably already got it in boilerplate, and they just need to advance it toward the printing press with a new date put on it, date stamping or something. Here's another little quote. I don't think President Sarkozy will be disappointed, said Mendelson. Brown will announce the summit's conclusions today at 3:30. And so that's 3:30 London time, and so later in the day we should start to hear more news, and perhaps Lee and the other news hounds will have some reports on that, so you'll want to stay tuned throughout the day here on Oracle Broadcasting and get the lowdown and the skinny as it comes out of London. The summit marks a quote-unquote unique chance to quote-unquote thoroughly change the financial system. You know, those kind of words make my hair stand straight up. I don't know about y'all. But any time government is involved thoroughly changing private sectors, it has a tendency to really, you know, make me pay attention, which is why I'm talking about this right now. Merkel, who faces elections in September, said at a news conference in London yesterday, quote, that's why we're being a bit tough. Well, how tough are they being? How tough are you, Miss Merkel? Pretty tough-looking cookie if you look at her picture. Kind of looks like a cross between a bulldog and a pit bull, but anyway, somebody married her. Officials signaled that they would endorse $500 billion in new cash for the IMF. Again, we go back and remember the talk that we gave here on the foundation of the International Monetary Fund, the Bretton Woods Agreement, the Bank for Reconstruction and Development, and all of that. There was a couple of days. I think we spent about 7 or 8 days on that. Might go back and check the archives once again. But throwing billions of new cash in for the IMF, remember that it's all based upon our gross domestic product, the GDP. Yeah, membership in the IMF requires cash contributions. Used to be cash and gold. So much in gold, so much in cash. They got the gold out of there. But do they get the gold out of there? They still talk about selling gold. So are people still being asked to put up so much gold and so much cash? You have to get into the fine print of the modern days to find that. The encyclopedia spells it out quite clearly in 1951. I'm very confident, another quote here, that we will significantly increase the IMF resources. So by pumping it up and pumping it up and pumping it up over there, are we creating that global bank? The International Monetary Fund sounds entirely too much like a global bank anyway. When you combine that together with the Bank for International Settlements, the Central Bankers Bank, and then start, you know, getting rid of all the tax havens and getting stronger international rules, it sounds to me as though this is, you know, basically they're creating a central bank of the world. And so we need to follow this and keep our eyes peeled, see what happens. Nevertheless, $500 billion in new cash for the IMF, bringing its resources to $750 billion. That's a couple of dimes. It's more than you or I have. That's probably more than anybody or all of us that listen to Oracle Broadcasting, even out through to Micro Broadcasting as an affiliate. That's probably more than all of us combined have. But $750 billion is nothing compared to the $65 trillion or so that they've created out of thin air and thrown in. So they might get some kind of relief here in the $500 to $750 billion range for the IMF, but is it going to really make a difference? They also move closer to Brown's goal of providing $100 billion in credit lines to support trade after Japan pledged $22 billion. So now they're going to, you know, throw in this $100 billion in credit. Well, now we're talking about commercial banking and investment banking inside the IMF once again. Here's another quote. I'm very confident that we will significantly increase the IMF resources, close quote, UK Chancellor Alistair Darling said in a Bloomberg television interview. People have talked about doubling, and perhaps we can go that further than that. We want to make sure the IMF has as much money as it needs, and critically, that it can intervene earlier. What's all that about? More stuff to think about. This is same article, a little bit more, this time focusing on Timothy Geithner. U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner wants to bring hedge funds, private equity firms, and derivatives markets under federal supervision for the first time. You know, I started picking up on this as the weeks led up to this G20 meeting, and that's why we went to the review of the banking, trying to figure out just what he's talking about when he's talking about coming in and revamping the banking system again. This idea of blurring the boundary, getting rid of the firewall between commercial banks and investment banking. Coming in after to bring hedge funds, private equity firms, and derivatives markets under federal supervision for the first time. Thought we had a Security Exchange Commission. Thought we had a Federal Reserve banking system. But I guess this is going to be just more teeth. And here's the new teeth. And I'm always concerned when I see something like this come up. Another one of these czars coming into existence. And this is the chap right here. It could be male or female, but this is the office. A new systemic risk regulator would have power to force companies to increase their capital or cut their borrowing. And authorities would be able to seize them, that would be the companies, if they came unstuck. Now, what is unstuck? I don't know. But a new systemic risk regulator, that would be the new banking czar. We had a Federal Reserve Bank and a Securities Exchange Commission. I thought we already had all of this stuff. Wasn't that why they created these various entities in the first place? But now we're going to have a new systemic risk regulator. As we talked about yesterday in a previous broadcast, every time you have one of these new regulators, one of these new commissions, at first it appeases the public clamor for change. It appeases the public clamor, but it usually creates a bureaucracy. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again. The call-in number, folks, is 866-841-1065, your toll-free portal to joining me live on air. If you so desire, comments, questions would be welcome. Back to the article here again. There is a very strong consensus, Geithner said, for broader, stronger, higher standards, so the world never faces a crisis like this again. You go back and look at the beginning, the founding of this current rollout of Federal Reserve banking, and that was the same kind of claptrap and window dressing that was put on to justify its existence originally. Apparently, the Federal Reserve just continues to fail and fail and fail in its mission. And always, government agencies have the same mantra. They're overworked, they're underfunded, and they're, you know, basically need more regulation, they need more power. But it's amazing, and I mean amazing, how often the Federal Reserve is referred to as a government agency when it's none of that. So, what do we need to have? A government agency to supervise the public-private partnership known as the Federal Reserve? Is that what they're saying? Why don't we just get rid of the Federal Reserve banking system, cut out all of the middlemen, and go back to printing our own money without any interest involved? Anyway, let's go into this again a little deeper, because these broader, stronger, and higher standards are coming on us and at us, and you can take that one to the bank if you can find one that's open. The approach that all these countries are going to come together and support is that we agree on higher common standards for oversight. Again, that's just more regulators, more regulation. And you know, and I've read yesterday from Milton Friedman, a Nobel award-winning economist, you know that all of this oversight, these oversight committees, initially they respond to the clamor from the people. They appease even the world leaders, but then they're just simply overtaken from within. They're taken over from within by the very people that they were intended to regulate. And then the people that take it over use it to their own advantage. So there's really no advantage to us, but we do need to be paying close attention to what it is they do here. Again, there's a brief comment in this article about the protests and the protesters. You know, basically my feeling on that. If you're going to stand on the sidewalk with a bullhorn and expect any of this to change, you're sadly mistaken. It might make you feel good today, but it's not going to change a blinking thing. Sarkozy, going back to the article, said yesterday the summit draft doesn't do enough to attack tax cheats. Isn't that funny? Well, most of the appointees that Barry the Usurper is trying to bring on board are themselves tax cheats. So here we've got the pot calling the kettle black again. And they say there must be also be a global decision. That's quote-unquote global decision to crack down on traders' bonuses. This is more eye-dressing. We're talking about such an infinitesimal quantity involved here in quote-unquote tax cheats or trader bonuses, that it's almost an insult that they would be wasting their time talking about that. Another concern of the Euro area's biggest countries was that not enough hedge funds will be subjected to oversight. There's probably a lot in that. The recession, again, has worsened since the G20 leaders met last November in Washington. So what came out of last November's meeting, we have to ask? It's gotten worse since they got together the last time. Perhaps we ought to just ban them from coming together and maybe the recession would heal itself. I doubt that. But you just have to ask yourself whether anything's coming out of these meetings is going to change anything. Just the very end of all of this, the G20 members, once again, are Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, France, Germany, India, Indonesia, Italy, Japan, South Korea, Mexico, Russia, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Turkey, the U.S., the U.K., and the European Union. Also, officials from Spain and Netherlands have been invited and are in attendance. This, a little bit further along the same line out of Reuters, just a couple of highlights from this article. Same kind of stuff going on in here. World leaders are set to declare an end to unfettered capitalism at the G20 summit. Again, this is Reuters. Declared to an end to unfettered capitalism. As if capitalism hadn't been chained down and broken into 1,000 pieces by the socialist mindset. The collectivists have destroyed virtually all that ever remained good of capitalism. But they're going to throw more chains on it, binding it down once again, according to the terms of a draft communique seen by Reuters. Of course, it was just a draft, as if Reuters was an individual, but certainly their staff have seen something. What is it? The crucial question will be whether markets are satisfied with what the leaders of the G20 decide on stimulating the economy. What kind of a drug they're going to advance, said Peter Fertig, a consultant at Quantitative Commodity Research in Germany. The impact on the U.S. dollar will be the most crucial question, having an impact on gold. The link between gold and the dollar has got closer again in the last couple of weeks. Gold is typically bought as an alternative investment to the dollar and tends to move in the opposite direction to it. But as you know, there are far more dollars in circulation than there is gold. And so a little bit too much focus and a little bit too much hubbub in regards to gold versus the great global economy gives us pause for concern. Gold, the G20's influence over the wider market would also affect bullion prices, added Fertig. What they're doing is telling you here that there's going to be some downward movement, I think, in the price of gold. We need to be aware of that, especially if you're holding it. If investors get the impression that the worst is over, the stock markets are going to stabilize further. Where are they going to get that impression? Out of the media, most likely. They work hand in hand. As they are rallying this morning, that would be a negative factor for gold, he said. European stocks rose sharply on Thursday on the hopes that the global economic downturn is bottoming out. Well, of course, it's only altogether too convenient that the G20 was coming together at the same time. You can imagine that the manipulators were working double overtime, double extra good, if you will, to buoy up the stocks and to bring down gold. They would have to do that. They wouldn't be worth their paychecks if they didn't. Got to paint a real rosy picture for the G20. Dropping down a little further here, a recovery in risk appetite suggested by an uptick in share prices also knocked the dollar lower against a basket of major currencies. Once again, we're talking about currencies in a basket. The Esteban is coming. Got all of his currencies in a basket. Another basket of currency, please. Traders are eyeing the ECB, that would be the European Central Bank, the ECB's interest rates decision, and accompanying statements later in the session, with a Reuters poll of an analyst showing most saw that the bank was going to cut rates by 50 basis points to 1%. In other words, when we talk about basis points, those are the points after the decimal. Actually, they can be much more than that. 150 basis points would be a 1.5 move, up or down. But they're looking at a 1% interest rate. It's really important to understand also this idea of quantitative easing. You know, this John Maynard Keynes, spending your way out of prosperity, spending your way into prosperity. The more money you have borrowed, the richer you become. If you have $1 million worth of real estate mortgages, you've become a millionaire. No, not really. You're just in debt for $1 million. But this is the idea behind this quantitative easing. It's the Keynesian philosophy. Here's a quote. We expect a 50 basis point cut in its, that would be the European Central Bank's official target interest rate, but we don't expect the bank to resort to quantitative easing. So that was just kind of a phrase. It was probably very carefully cooked up by some of these wordsmiths, change agents. And as soon as they cooked the word up and coined it into existence, now everyone's using it. Here's the definition, at least ostensibly. Quantitative easing is widely described as printing money to boost the financial system. In other words, throwing billions and billions and billions of pieces of paper or digitals into the money basket, as if that was going to change anything. Dropping down a little bit further here, says, should Mr. Trichet confirm that indeed the ECB will not be easing quantitatively, now they're going to flip it around. On one side, you can say quantitative easing, and now they just flip it around, easing quantitatively. The euro might gain ground against the dollar. Here's the real key, though. The markets are awaiting the U.S. non-farm payroll data on Friday for fresh impetus, among other precious metals, blah, 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 and it goes on. But what's interesting here is it says that platinum was steady, showing little reaction to smaller than expected 37% drop in U.S. auto sales in March. We'll be back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Very interesting chats going on in the chat room. And folks, if you want to call in the broadcast, the number is 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Really interesting, something about the state wildlife getting into sharecropping. Basically, as far as I know, there are many different arrangements that have been set up, leases, landholdings, land interests, where people are getting in bed, if you will, with the various state agencies, and then they're getting money back from it. Not that that's terribly new, but there may be new twists in the offing. Another comment in regards to another one of these $250 bonus checks that gets sent out. You know, they're just, it's just a kind of a, it's ludicrous, but basically I think it's kind of like hush money. It shuts you up. You know, I know people who have accepted these things and have spent them into circulation. And, you know, they're glad to get it. But that's the thing about socialism in general, and inflation in general. When inflation or these various and sundry socialist programs serve to benefit you, then you complain less. When they impact you in the form of higher taxes or shutting off your ability to do something that you're used to doing, or like the tobacco tax we talked about yesterday, an absolutely egregious and unbalanced imposition against rolling tobacco, $24.75 per pound tax added onto the existing taxes on 1 pound of rolling tobacco. Those kinds of things are then resisted. But we've got much coming down the pike, and I think that we're going to see some even bigger things happen. But as I went into the last little bit here, and I'll just close out all the economic news on that, that we're seeing a smaller than expected 37% drop in U.S. auto sales in March. I don't know how much they expected that drop to go, but a 37% plunge in the sale of automobiles in March is nothing to celebrate. It's no time for rejoicing. Now, just going into something a little bit more pleasant in this last segment of this broadcast, and we have some that are going to be leaving us at the top of the hour, some of the affiliates and micros, so we won't want to leave them without a little bit of a upward lift if we can. There's a book that I have in my library. It was given, the original one was loaned to me by a member of our Ron Paul meetup group, also affiliated with or associated with. We don't have membership in the Ozark Property Rights Congress, but one of the people that comes to the meetings. And I really appreciated receiving it. And when I read it, I was amazed that I'd never heard of it before. But anyway, the author's name is Andrew J. Galambos. I've read from this book before on air, and I will many times in the future as well. But it's called Thrust for Freedom. It's from a creation. They created the Volitional Science and the Volitional Science Library. And this is an introduction to the Volitional Science. And this was written back in originally in 61 and 65 by Andrew Galambos, and then published in copyrighted in 1999 by his wife, the Andrew J. Galambos and Suzanne J. Galambos Natural Estates Trust. Anyway, a very interesting little book. You can get it up on Amazon. It's about $7 or $8, I think, is what I paid for this copy. Glad that it was there. I was willing to pay to have another bunch of these books printed just so that we could have them to offer to our listeners. But you can buy them. They're out there. And here we go. It's so important to understand that there are certain basic or fundamental principles, and other hosts on other networks, Eric Huru, for one, has focused a lot of attention on fundamental basic principles. But coming to understand and define what it is we're really looking for in the future, it's so important as we study the history and study the past and read all of these laws and keep track of the news and things like that. As we understand more about where we came from and find out where we are today, it's very important to look forward and visualize, if you will, and project the thing that we really want. We need to constantly be looking into the future and helping to shape what it is, the world that it is that we want to live in. Vitally important. We carefully research the past. We visualize the future, and then we find ourselves in the present, always falling forward into that future, moment by moment by moment by moment. We're always living at that point where like a diver whose toes have just come off the diving board. Your toes have just come off the diving board, and you're starting to go into the dive, and we always live in that place right there. Your toes have just cleared the board. All of the momentum of the past and the present projecting you into the future. So here's just a brief definition of property so that you can understand where I'm really coming from, because these are very good definitions in my mind. Galambos was a logician. He took his time. He very carefully worked out these phrases and these definitions, if you will, of meanings and terms, the senses of words. And this is how he defines property. Property is individual man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. Your property. When you think about property rights, it's the highest of all rights. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But as John Locke said, life, liberty, and property. Without property, all life is just meaningless. There can be no life. Property is the foundation. It's the keystone of the whole system. Especially when you understand that property is an individual man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. The very first of these derivatives of a man's life are his thoughts and his ideas. And thoughts or ideas are defined by Galambos as primary property. And from that definition, man owns primary property, and through this ownership, intellectual freedom arises and inspires knowledge and production. And it's from this primary property or ideas that stem all of our actions. Everything flows out of those ideas, out of our thoughts, out of ownership of one's actions, which is clearly a property right, is then commonly called liberty. And liberty then, as well as life itself, is a property right. Since all so-called human rights depend upon man's liberty, it then follows that all human rights are property rights, and there can be no conflict to that. And in the next hour, we'll go into other parts and pieces of this big puzzle and fill in a little bit of the blanks here so that we can understand more about what is property and how a system built upon property can and should work. And this is a system that was set up in this country. This is the system that was set up in this country. those old dead white guys, those old elite aristocrats, they had the opportunity to form a monarchy in this country, but elected not to do that. It takes a lot of reading to study their writings. They wrote voluminously. They themselves had rather large libraries for the day. Books were not as commonly available. Have you ever looked at the etchings, the line drawings of Benjamin Franklin's first circulating library, subscription library? It was just a small room with books on shelves and tables for people to come in and read. But it was available. You could go and read those books, and many people did. And many people, even those that had limited funds, would save and save and save and buy books and read them and study them. I think it was James Madison. He wasn't one of those aristocratic, you know, elitists, so to speak. He was being financed. He was funded. He was there basically on a gift at the Constitutional Convention, his expenses being paid by those who thought him a good representative. Many people are like that throughout the whole founding of this country. There were many different ways to go. But the idea, the real idea of this country, one of the things that sets it apart so distinctly is this idea of the equality of opportunity, where all men are created equal in opportunity, in the pursuit of happiness. It's not the same as all men being created equal. We know that's impossible. The Creator didn't create any two things equal, not a blade of grass, not a grain of sand, not a hair on your head. Certainly not two people, certainly not two birds or dogs or anything else. We have equality in opportunity. The socialists have changed that around. They hated that pursuit of happiness line. They hated the idea of the pursuit of happiness in general. The Illuminati themselves, Adam Weishaupt and crew, took over the pursuit of happiness, perverted it, and twisted it and distorted it into something else, but that's food for another broadcast. I've made a little inquiry into just what is the pursuit of happiness. Largely, it's morals, virtue, and beneficence. We'll pick it up on the other side, folks. Stay with us. More to come.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Thursday, April the 2nd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour today. Come to you Monday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, Monday through Friday, oraclebroadcasting.com. Check out the homepage of the official webpage of the network. There's lots of things that you can do. There's a whole list of things there that you can access on the left side. We have membership available, newsletters available, a store that has all kinds of really nifty stuff in there, Oracle Broadcasting logo emblazoned t-shirts and hoodies and sweats and doggy tees and all kinds of things. There's a chip-in banner. Can always use a little help from the listeners on that side. The young men that are responsible for bringing this network into existence, they have lives of their own. They have other needs, some with children and wives. You know, they need your help, folks. They can't just continually reach into their pocket and make this thing float. So help us to float the boat. Chip in when you can and as you can, and it'll be greatly appreciated. This is Interactive Talk Radio, and to be a part of this broadcast, it's very easy to do. You can sign in, pick a name, and become vocal local in the oraclebroadcasting.com chat room, as many have. You know, chatting shouldn't be something that you need to be necessarily afraid of. You can come into the chat rooms anonymously, or you can pick a funny name for yourself and come in, and or a serious name, or some kind of an acronym or something that really means something to you. Pick a name, just choose a name, and come into the chat room and join the discussion, because you'll be able to see and interact instantly, not only with the other chatters in there, but I can also track what's being said. I can see it. I have it up on the screen right here beside me on my computer, and I can see what's being said in the chat room. And so if there are comments or questions that you might have, I can address them right now live on air to save you those telephone jitters of so many people that are afraid, it seems, to call into a talk radio broadcast, and I understand that. I've been in the radio circle of people or friends, if you will, for a long time, and I can remember some of those first telephone calls I made in. One of the first hosts that I broadcast that I ever called into was William Cooper, and for those of you who ever knew Bill Cooper, and well, he was still with us in the land of the living before he was murdered by the Yeager County, Arizona Sheriff's Department in an ambush in the middle of the night where they killed his dog Crusher too. But for those of you that might remember Bill Cooper, there were nights when, excuse me, he might have had a pop or two and was a little bit lubricated and loosened up, and there were other nights when he was just as stern a schoolmaster as you could ever find. But I remember those first few times calling into the hour of the times, and I would just hold on to my telephone with both hands and grasp the edge of the table and just shaking like a leaf, because I was afraid I was about to get shredded by the master blaster himself. But after maybe 50 or 100 calls to various networks and whatnot, I started to lose all of that. Everybody is a little bit uptight at first. You know, it's natural, even in public speaking. Everybody has butterflies in their stomachs, but the trick of it is to just learn to get all the butterflies to fly in formation, and then you're good to go, as it said. Nevertheless, there's lots of ways to get involved with the broadcast. You can go in to the oraclebroadcasting.com chat room, pick a name, jump in there. You can also call in the two telephone numbers. There's a couple of ways to do it. One of them, for those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at 512-904-8014. And if you have a calling card or something like that, and it's, you know, down into 2 cents a minute or something like that, you might just pick up the phone and call 512-904-8014 and come on air. You can pick up the tab, maybe 25, 30 cents worth, and save the money for the network. Or if you're short on cash and strapped like a lot of people from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Learn
how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth a thousand keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here the second hour of today's Thursday, April the 2nd, 2009 broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Glad that you're joining us. My name is William Roberts. I'm going through a book a little bit from the Thrust. This is called, the title of the book is Thrust for Freedom. It's by Andrew J. Galambos. It's an interesting little pocketbook. It's something that was inexpensive. I think it was like $7 or $8 off on Amazon, and you can buy that, I think, through Oracle. Go to Amazon or go to the Oracle homepage and click through on that, and maybe that way Amazon would send Oracle a couple of pennies. But nevertheless, it's an interesting little book, and it gives you room for thought. You can sit back and look at this and read it, because it'll open up a lot to you. Another thing, just to suggest, on OzarksVoter.info, one of our two websites, I've got vocallocal.org. It's a good place to go as well. Plan B is something to read. There's also a rather long treatise there that I wrote in regards to the, I think that one that's posted there now is on the International Migration and Development Agenda. But over on the OzarksVoter.info site, you can find other things that I've written and other contributions by some of the other members of the, we don't have members, it's not the proper thing to say, other people affiliated with or associated with or those that attend our meetings at the Ozarks Property Rights Congress, the Far Southwest chapter and the Berry County chapter. But there's a lot of other information. One of the things that you can find on that OzarksVoter.info is a grouping, I think he's posted most, but he may not have posted all, of the various and sundry excerpts that I've found in encyclopedias and dictionaries and in books in regards to property, to help widen your understanding of what is property and why is it so important. And what is the purpose of a property rights Congress? And why do we get together and work so diligently to protect our private property from these thieving batards in local government and agencies and these various and sundry groups that are out there agitating in this pluralistic society that we live in, agitating for the destruction or the abolition of private property as though they were all just followers of Mordecai Marx, Karl Mordecai Marx. Nevertheless, back to this little discussion here. We're talking about property. Here's his definition one more time. Burn it into your mind or write it down on a notepad. It's very short. Property is individual man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. It's his life. It's our lives. It's your life. And all non-procreative derivatives of that life. What is non-procreative? Your children are not your property. Your wife's not your property. They have all of this bundle of rights also given to them by their creator in the very founding of the universe, so to speak. But if we start with this basic idea that our thoughts and our ideas are the fount of all of our property, and it is out of our thoughts and our thinking then that our actions begin to translate other things into properties, then we start to get a little bit more of an understanding of why we need to hold property so dear and protect it with everything that we've got. But it has a lot to do with the topic today. We can look at other things. Let me see if I can quickly turn to it. If not, I'll just hit the forward here, page 19, where I want to go next. Okay. It's really important because we need to understand that from property, without an understanding of property, it's almost impossible to define capitalism. And if you recall from our articles, here's a quote again, from London, out of the G20, world leaders are set to declare an end to unfettered capitalism at the G20 summit. But what is capitalism? What is it? Let's listen to the words of Andrew Galambos here. He says, what is capitalism? Capitalism is usually defined as that economic system in which the land and the means of production and distribution are owned privately and in which the capitalists or the owners of capital play the principal part. And if you'd answered the question, what is capitalism, you may have given that a very similar answer yourselves. Certainly I did when I was reading the book. But let's continue and find out what he says about it. He says, this definition, though not wrong in content, falls far short of doing capitalism justice. It leads to much abuse and misunderstanding of the term. Through the destructive propaganda of those who wish to control production and ultimately all property, the various forms of collectivist, that is, capitalism has been denounced as selfish greed and exploitation of the many by the few capitalists. You see, we've got all of these agitators, agents provocateur, window breakers, etc., in London, clamoring against capitalism. Bunch of little Marxist pukes, socialist, commie, pinko, well, that's my opinion. Nevertheless, if they truly understood what it was they were railing against, they would most likely go home ashamed, and should be ashamed. Let's find out a little bit more about just what is capitalism, Galambos style. Actually, he says, the present dictionary definition of capitalism is not an adequate definition at all. It describes only some of capitalism's characteristics. The resulting incomplete picture of capitalism leads to serious distortions and erroneous interpretations. A total definition of capitalism can be given in terms of property. Remember, we just talked about the importance of property and gave Galambos definitions. Capitalism, here he's defining it, is that societal structure whose mechanism is capable of protecting all forms of private property completely. It's a societal structure whose mechanism is capable of protecting all forms of private property completely. Now, does that sound like something you want to do away with? I don't think so. Not very many people will take the time, and I know that. I have a couple of rather bright, college-educated nephews in their 30s now, I guess, early 30s, starting families, came to visit me in my little log cabin, came to see Uncle Will. I was surrounded by books in my cabin and had been on the air many times and gave them copies of some of the recordings and things like that and directed them to where they could find the broadcast. But when they were getting ready to leave, I gave the two that came each one half of a set, a two-volume set of Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations. It was brand new, a Liberty Fund edition. I've never even opened it yet. My old copy of Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations is combined in one softbound book, and the binding can barely hold it. It's like a big dictionary, really, but it's a small publication. It's like a quarto volume. It's pocketbook size, but it's thick, 2-3 inches thick. Reading Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations, written back in 1776, is a long read. I was looking forward to enjoying it, split into two volumes. Nevertheless, I gave that away to those young fellows. And recently, about a year ago, I saw them here again, and I asked them if they'd read Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations, and what did they think? They hadn't bothered to read it, so I wasted my time. Sometimes that's the case, folks. Not everybody wants to learn. We just do what we can. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, Exposing the Secret Plans of the World's Elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
¶¶
And we have returned right here on Become Vocal Local. And once again, that call-in number is 512-904-8014 if you'd like to join me live on air. And before I forget, I'm going to have a guest with me tomorrow. We can figure out how to get the telephone to work perfectly for us. I think we will. But I'm going to have a guest with me tomorrow. We're going to go into some actions that are happening up in Colorado, up in Salida, Colorado, up in the Arkansas River Basin. There are wonderful springs up there. And the Nestle Corporation is coming in, and they want to basically suck, truck, and bottle that water. The people in the community are upset about that idea, and rightly so. And I'm going to have Mel come on with me in the morning, and we're going to discuss that. So you want to be sure and be back here again tomorrow morning for my first interview here on Become Vocal Local. Now, we also have some information coming down in the chat room in regards to what do you do with your precious metals? You know, how can you store it? How can it be safe? And so on and so forth. Should we be concerned that the Fed will come in and dig up your yard and go rooting all about your property or out your farm or pull up all the fence posts and so on and so forth looking for your metals, or will they run over the whole place with the Geiger counters and so on? Largely, there's the law of diminishing returns that protect us against that. The more work and the more time and the more effort that it is required to try and find a cache of gold or a cache of arms and things like that, the more of people out there that have it, the fewer, the smaller the return on the investment is. And so the law of diminishing returns clicks in right there. Basically, if they can't get it out of you waterboarding you or tasering you or threatening you or crushing your children's testicles with a pair of pliers, they probably won't exhume your yard. So the standard fare on all of that is a 4-inch diameter PVC pipe capped on one end with an end cap glued on. If you don't know how to do it, just ask a plumber to do it for you or someone at the plumbing supply. On the other end, you put on one of the fittings that has a screw-down top on it. It's a clean-out top, and you can screw it down. And it just makes a tube. Make it about the length of your forearm, not much more than 18 inches in length. You certainly, unless you're exceedingly wealthy, won't need that much storage space in that little tube for your gold and silver coins and other related assets. Maybe a small revolver or a semi-auto and a few hundred rounds. If you're going to go in the middle of the night and you're gathering gold, you're going to not want to walk away unarmed. So it might be a place where you could put a revolver or a semi-auto in there, something like that. Perhaps you could break down a survival rifle or a carbine and put it in there, that sort of thing. Maybe some food items. Put in there a desiccant canister. You know what desiccant canisters are. They are sold wherever shooting supplies are sold. They're used inside of gun cabinets and gun safes. What they do is they absorb the humidity inside of it. And so you drop in the precious metals, whatever you're going to store in the bottom of it, your little desiccant canister to suck up any extra humidity, put in whatever else you're going to put in with there, close it all up. You might even take some paraffin and wax the threads, screw it down nice and not too tight. Don't make it overly tight. If it's going to require a wrench to take that off, not everybody has a real strong wrist, then take that wrench and hide it nearby, so someplace that you know, under a rock or something. But then just dig a hole with a post hole digger and set the thing in. Set it so that the threads are up as opposed to lying horizontally. Put it down about 6 or 8 inches under the soil. Put in some clean sand there, maybe some light gravel, some good gravel, clean gravel, so that you got good drainage away from it, the top of it, and then put a stone over the top of it, a very flat stone or something that you can find, something that you can easily recognize. Remember where it is, triangulate it. If you're going into the corner of your pasture, for instance, or in a fence corner, near a fence corner, you might make it 4 feet out from one side of the fence and 4 feet out from the other, so that you could swing two arcs if the fence is still there and still find it. That kind of thing. Use your logic. Use your sense. You might be injured. You might have to send someone else after it. You might have been separated from your land or arrested or taken away, and you might need to send a friend or a relative to collect your stash. So don't be so foolish as to put it someplace that no one else can find it. Put it someplace that you could tell someone where it is. But I would suggest you keep that to yourself after you put it there, because there's no sense in having the temptation of someone that might be a friend today and an enemy tomorrow. So anyway, let's go back to this book, because we're talking about capitalism, and capitalism is under attack now more than ever, and it's getting even more so attacked at the G20 summit. So let's just simply understand that capitalism, according to Galambos, is that societal structure whose mechanism is capable of protecting all forms of private property completely. The sole purpose, governments are instituted among men, the declaration begins, that governments are instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness or property. Your life is property. So this is why the founders didn't have to say property, because they understood that life is property. It's your most precious property. There can be no question, there can be no question whatsoever of whether or not you are legitimate if you protect your own life. Throughout all of time, the chief property, the only property that you, the one property you value above all else, is your life. And so it goes without saying that you have every anticipation, every expectation of being secure in your ability to defend yourself against all comers. Anyway, capitalism then is that societal structure whose mechanism is capable of protecting all forms of private property completely. That means your thoughts, your ideas, your actions, your possessions, all the little trinkets, all of your lands, everything. It's a societal structure that protects it completely. So that brings up this nasty little question then. Is government necessary? What is government? And what is the state? Years ago, now, and the focus of many years of study on my independent study of my own, I had an incredible thought. It came in two parts. It goes something like this, if I can remember it. In the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. What is the rise of statism? Much study can be focused on that. There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law, that in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated, in other words, it's taken to itself, unto itself, all of the natural law. And it returns it as codified codes, statutory, the statutes, codified, statutory regulations. And then it's all taken back because it's licensable, it's taxable, it's revocable. What is legal positivism? That's a study in itself. You can boil it down into a simple phrase and just simply say that whatsoever the prince says has the force of law. It's legal, perhaps, but it may not be lawful. It just has the force of law. In a way, you can look at fascism as simply being the force or coercive ability of the state in tandem with the wealth or the power of the private sector. But government and state, is there a difference between governments and states? Yes, hugely. The etatis, what is your status? What is your state? What is a state? And what is government? We'll pick it up on the other side. Stay with us as we go deeper into a little bit, just a bit of philosophical radicalism.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of Cutting Edge Talk Radio.
If
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
You know, I've got to tell you that I really enjoy this interactive talk radio system that we've got set up here on Oracle with the live chat, the opportunity to call in, which no one seems to want to exercise, but that's all right. We're getting it a lot. We're getting it done anyway, having fun. And then the opportunity of going into these various and sundry topics for hours. Hours. It's been so long, back since about 2004, 2005, since I had the opportunity to do a two-hour broadcast daily. It's wonderful. I love it. And I hope you enjoy these broadcasts, too, because we don't have to just hit on the little barest bones of things. We can actually go in and flesh out the topic with greater detail, and I enjoy doing just that. Let's go in now to this government and state. This is out of Chapter 10, The Thrust for Freedom. What is the difference between government and state, Galambos asks. Most people use the terms government and state interchangeably, and that's absolutely true. All across the internet, all throughout the independent media, you know, I hear it all the time. But there is a difference between government and state, and there is a problem with statism, and there are problems with government too. But the greatest problems with government is when they have become overthrown, so to speak, from within, and they've become corrupt and tyrannical. But our founders were wise enough to say, throw them off. Throw them off. Throw them off. Of course, we don't, and so we just sit here and wallow and wallow and wallow in our misery. We play this game called Ain't It Awful, but let's go back again here. He says, yes, the terms government and state are often used interchangeably, yet these two terms are entirely different in their meanings. A state is an instrument of social coercion. A true government, on the other hand, sells products or services whose function it is to protect property. They do. Call you a customer, don't they, when you go into town? A government, on the other hand, again, sells products or services whose function it is to protect property. In your household, a man has to protect everything that he has, his ideas and everything else, all of his holdings, whatever. But when he has a wife and children, they too then have to protect what's theirs, and so they scrabble for that last cupcake at dinner, or the last slice of cake. But the husband has to set up some kind of a system of government in the household, or even myself. I have many different systems of freedom, I call them, things that I do to live by myself and take care of my own place and my own space in some fashion. Systems of freedom that give me greater and greater opportunity to use my time creatively rather than repetitively in some household menial tasks and chores. But that's government. State is different. State is much bigger than that. Let's go into it further. Here he says the confusion usually stems from the fact that states have traditionally claimed to be the protector of the property of the citizens over whom they hold dominion. Key phrase. Dominion. The dominionists, the status. Statist propaganda from time immemorial has been that without a state there would be total anarchy, by which they mean incorrectly, a condition of disorder and chaos. You see, if you understand anarchy properly, you realize that that's not disorder and chaos. It's got much bigger meanings. That's for another day. That this is false is illustrated by the fact that in the long run, all states have led to the very condition from which they claim to be to protecting their citizens. Given time enough, all states have collapsed. The unfortunate people living under these conditions have seen their achievements and their cultures disappear into oblivion. The reason that states do not protect property but merely claim to do so is because they employ coercion as their only operational tool. This is a classic illustration of the saying that one cannot achieve ends by means inconsistent with the ends sought. One cannot protect property by employing coercion. And of course, for those of us that read and love to read, when I read something like this and when I first read this little book, Thrust for Freedom by Andrew Galambos, I could see in his writings where he'd gone in the books. I can see in his writings here the writings of Adam Smith. I can see the writings of so many others that I'm thinking of somebody in particular. There he is. I love having my books around me. Frederick Bastiat, for instance. Bastiat is one of the ones that really hammered home the concept of coercion. I can see in these writings F.A. Hayek's Road to Serfdom and other people, Ludwig von Mises and others. But anyway, let's just share how Galambos derives it all. The true protection of property can be achieved through the sale of products or services whereby the sellers are remunerated on the basis of their success. As a first condition of success, a seller may not force his products or services upon an unwilling customer. The customer must want to buy the product or service at a price he's willing to pay. If he is forced to buy, he has lost a part of his property at the outset. Then the only talking point is how much of it he may still retain. So what we're talking about in that paragraph is the vast difference between the forms of government, the decay, the destruction, the obfuscation of government that we now live under here in our country, and the one that was originally envisioned. What a huge change has happened. What a transformation. Government bound down by the chains of the Constitution, where the people are the last sovereign, are the greatest sovereign. Governments being instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You have no choice in town hall. You have no choice at the planning department. You have no choice in your health department. You have no choice at the school board. There's no freedom. There's no equality there. There's no liberty. There's no free market sentiment in government. And now at the G20, they're going to do even more. They're going to declare an end to unfettered capitalism if there is any place on the planet where unfettered capitalism still exists. There are no free market governments in this existence that I'm aware of. Perhaps if someone knows of one, they can point it out. You do this or else. It's at the barrel of the gun. It's by coercion. That indicates statism, not government. He continues here, he says, it's completely unrealistic to assert that individuals who have property will not wish to have their property adequately protected. One of the reasons why we come together and institute amongst ourselves government is to protect that property. Because we know that there is strength in numbers. Human beings can never be self-sufficient, but they can be self-reliant. And when they group together, when they team up, if you will, then there's a synergistic effect in that they can live happier and quieter and more calm and in greater happiness, in virtue and morality and beneficence. But that's only possible when people come together with a right understanding of just what purpose government is to serve. And they must be very limited governments, and they must be bound down with agreement and not allowed to run unfettered. The idea that you could go into government as a career is anathema to the idea of our founders. They were looking at a revolving door of voluntary contribution of time and energy, a year here, a year there, and our government functions. Not looking at guys like Kennedy who, you know, my God, you know, they might as well just carve a statue and put it in his chair. Anyway, so let's look at his definitions. A government is any person or organization that sells products or services to protect property to which the owner of the property may voluntarily subscribe. I choose to subscribe to a service that is being provided locally, as opposed to being in fear for my property, my life, my happiness, from an institution that has grown up amongst us, that has become a tyrant and a despot. Here's the difference now. What is a state? A state is any person, that could be a corporation, a legal fiction, any person or organization that claims to protect property by coercing the owner of the property to use and pay for its quote-unquote services, claiming legality as its justification. In other words, legal positivism. Whatever the prince or the owner or the state says has the force of law. Not that it is law. It's just simply legal to do so. We'll pick it up on the other side. Stay with us. You're listening to Become Vocal Local.
Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book.
Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And we have returned once again, and I'm just going to have to pass one more time on this rather lengthy encyclopedia article in regards to commercial paper. I may have to go in and type this thing out and crystallize my thinking on it and bring it down into some easier terms for us to understand, but we're going to see some major convergence between the commercial banks and the investment banking houses and a lot of changes in banks worldwide, I'm afraid, as a result of this G20 summit and other things coming down the pike. So we're back to this concept here of government and looking at the things we can do locally. What are some of our solutions? A caller called in last night on Lee Rogers' broadcast. Perhaps you were listening to it, and you know he's kind of running out of steam, running out of questions. You know, he's looking for solutions just as much as each of us are. And this broadcast is really, you know, I started out every day, I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. The main solution that I'm offering is to look at what's happening locally, right where you are, where you can actually be effective, where you could actually affect change, and start doing what you can where you can, and take action. And do it right now. I look at the political structure because the established two-party political structure, the established two-party political system, acts as a mediary, a middleman, between us and any form, any hope, any prayer of government. And the established two-party political system, in my opinion, it's not an opinion, this part of it's fact. It has absolutely no grounding in any of the writings of our founders. None. You won't find it anywhere. You won't find it in the constitutions. Even the states or, state of Missouri is reluctant to say anything about the parties. Oh, they have election laws in the statutes. But from a constitutional standpoint, the parties are anathema to a free society, and they have to go away. But they're not going to go away by standing, like I say, on the sidewalk with your bullhorn trying to shout them out of existence. That's not going to happen. Oh, you could take up arms and damage a few politicians, but the system is still there. The system can be defeated, but we have to be wise about that. We need to look at the system and then work to remove the system from existence from within it, which can be done in a deliberative assembly, legally, lawfully, and quite quickly, if we'll get about the business at hand. But we've got this mixed up, confused idea about government as being the great evil, when really it's not government. That's like condemning a watch. A watch serves a purpose. A compass serves a purpose. A government is a tool. It's a tool instituted among men to preserve what? Their life, their liberty, and their property, or the pursuit of happiness. The real corrosion, the real cancer that has metastasized globally, and it comes back over and over and over again like a bad penny, is statism. Etatis. Status. What's your status? And I think Galambo draws the distinction very clearly in this very simple and easy to read book. But there are things that we can do locally to start making a difference. In the chat, we heard from Jericho. He called in on Lee's broadcast last evening as well, talking about his doctor. He'd gone in for a cancer screen of some sort or another and had the opportunity of talking to a wealthy doctor. And by opening up new topics and discussions with him, got him interested in his patient, for instance, that the patient might actually have some information that he was interested in. And that kind of a person, a doctor, a lawyer, an Indian chief, you know, they're centers of influence in the old, when I was a real estate salesperson, I was always looking for centers of influence, because once you can make a friend out of a center of influence, then they will give you access to their friends, and it gets bigger than that. And when we cover this topic, if we can cover this topic of commercial banking, we'll understand, and investment banking, we can understand how the bankers work that process as well. Always prospecting for new customers, new clients. And we need to be prospecting for new contacts all the time as well, whether we're at the grocery, whether we're at the convenience store, the gas station. Some go to church. Others go to other kinds of meetings and groups and things like that. Or when you're just out and about, gone to the beach, summer's coming, you're out camping, hiking. Talk to the people that you come across. But always look to what you can be doing locally and help to encourage others to work locally as well. And the reason why I focus on the local voting precinct is because it is the fundamental building block of this whole political system. And if there's someone that is 5 or 10 or 15 miles distant from you that is not in the same voting precinct as yours, encourage them to start a group right where they are. You know, you've got people out there like Edwin Vieira and their group, Walter Reddy, and they're starting these committees of safety, similar kind of a system, really. They're looking at it as being some kind of a militia thing, but it really doesn't matter. A local voting precinct group can be like a chameleon. It can serve any purpose at hand. It basically is just the first step of government. It's that first step of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, and that step has been taken away by the political parties. The established two-party political system would just as soon you didn't know that that county committee man and county committee woman position exists. They keep it from you. They never discuss it with you. But that's a place where you can come in. That's a place where just in your local voting precinct, you can actually be elected to be that person. It's a tiny little election. It's something you could do in your spare time. And being a county committee man or a county committee woman is not a major full-time thing. There's no compensation for the service. All it is basically just working with the people and bringing out the voters on a regular basis whenever there's an election coming up. But it can be used for much more than that. You see, the imagination of man is unlimited. It's only when you're put inside of a box you allow some braying jack donkey to dictate what you should think every day that you start to go into these various and sundry boxes. But on this network, we try and get you out of those boxes and let you become that center of influence right where you are. There are things we can be doing that are far more effective than wringing our handkerchiefs and playing a game called Ain't It Awful, all completely consumed with and possessed by the idea of they and them and elites and us. Dividing, dividing, dividing. If you have a Bible in your house, you might look at Matthew, I think it's 12 and 24, a simple verse about a divided house and a divided kingdom. If you can divide the people one against the other in parties and factions, then you can just keep them fighting against each other, squalling, fuming and raging like a bunch of spoiled children while you sneak away with all of their reserve, with all of the money, with all of their freedom, with all of their liberty, with all of their land. And you just laugh and laugh and laugh as all the little sheeple run round and round and nip at each other. And one of the strongest positions or strongest things about this local voting precinct group independently created, not associated, not affiliated with any greater umbrella, it goes back to that idea, that law of diminishing returns. There's over 177,000 voting precincts in this country, 3,066 counties. There's just not enough time in the day. There's just not enough manpower. There isn't enough staff to go around and stamp out 177,000 plus local voting precinct groups. There's not enough people working for the Council on Foreign Relations to infiltrate that many groups. And so you can work autonomously, not affiliated with anything other than freedom. You have to be propelled forward, people, into the future by a vision of something. Something has got to get you on deck every day. And I just simply encourage you to look at freedom and liberty and property and the pursuit of happiness and allow those great concepts to pull you along. Let them be your kite. You just tie the tail on it. Folks, we'll be back again tomorrow. Hope to have a guest with us in the morning. I'm sure you'll enjoy that broadcast. And until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
History will always remember those strong swords. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.